Okay. Everyone all right with that? I'm going to go through one last one with you, and then Jean will go through a couple. Turn to page 8, please.
Did you say 8?
8.
That's the beginning.
Number 8.
Down at the bottom in yellow, there's a section on docket here. This is one that had blanks in it for a long time. We talked about general concepts in the past. One, that we didn't want this for craft larger than about 30 feet in length. We didn't want this allowed all over the deck property. We talked about trying to think of a 100-foot length cap or something like that. And we got input from the Harbor Master Search Board on how you would recommend thinking about that. Allowing a dock, while being careful of natural resource areas, and instead of dealing with a length, which matters so much as far as bathymetry, you all remember the map of bathymetry that we all looked at, and all the depth changes all along that shoreline. A 100-foot dock is going to have very different depths at the end of it, wherever you put it. So, the Harbor Master made the recommendation of, and you'll see the language in here, that the dock shouldn't extend past 12 feet in depth at the end. And that's a good way to think about 30-foot craft or less, roughly. And he also talked about resource areas being important to not locate a dock on. So I worked with our general counsel to come up with a way to word that. That's new language for us, but essentially it makes a lot of sense to use in regards to a dock. I want to make sure you're comfortable with it.
Well, I think it's great that you know, Mr. Hamilton was asked to comment, and certainly respect his opinion. But I guess I remain unconvinced that 12 feet is necessary. And the reason I, you know, sort of bring that up is that all the discussion around length really seemed to be based on some way to come up with a sense of impact. How much impact is this dock going to have? How much use will this dock have? Who are the users? And how many people are going to come and go upland from the dock and therefore impact the conservation area and so forth? Which leads me led me to this weekend, talked to a couple of the boatyard people on Islesboro about the depth of necessary for various size vessels and what is sort of standard or expected for a flow. And I learned some fairly interesting things. One was that our Margaret Chase Smith, which is 166 feet long, kind of want to let that number settle in for a moment. It's 166 feet long, capable of handling, cement trucks and so forth, needs 9 feet of water when it's light. It does need 11 when it's fully loaded, but that's a 166-foot-long vessel. It's considerably longer than the 30-foot, approximately 30-foot, we were thinking would be the typical kind of vessel using the dock. I also found out that there's a 55-foot air shop, which is a racing boat. It's really sleek. It's made, designed to have a lot of sail, and consequently has a lot of keel to compensate somewhat. That needs 9 feet. And that's 55-foot sailing vessel. Almost unheard of having 9 feet, but it does have 9 feet. There's a 60-foot, one of the pretty good-sized sailboats on other roads, that needs 8 feet of water. Dock Harbor 20 needs 4. Just sort of did a little bit of research just to kind of satisfy myself. What concerns me is that we continue to have two phrases in here with numbers in them. One has to do with the depth of water, and that's at low tide, which means that you get 10 more feet as the tide's coming in. But at any rate, you've got one number that's talking about 12 feet of water and another number that's talking about the length of boat. And I see them as incongruous, that one is talking about a fairly modest size fishing boat, research boat, whatever sort of vessel coming in, a normal sort of modest size sailboat even. Tying to the dock, actually tying to the dock, coming into the dock. sit there through any tide. And the other is talking about, really, when you're talking 12 feet of water, you're talking about a 100-foot plus boat. I don't think you want a 100-foot plus boat tied to the dock. It would be, if you've got any kind of swell, really pulling on the float in a way that probably the float's not going to cut. So I think that there's an incompatibility in the numbers that worried me. Frankly, it would worry me if I were the holder, because if you're reviewing plans for a dock, as this, you know, clause provides for, and you have to make a decision about whether these plans fit the easement, which one is going to prevail? The approximately 30-foot vessel length, you know, or what's suitable for that, or the 12 feet. I could not find anybody talk about a 30-foot boat that drew more than 4 feet of water.
Let me share a little bit with Wayne what some of his thinking was, because he wasn't, not having sat through all of these discussions. He said 12 feet, but he said, you know, you could do it with 10 feet. What he, all less, he said, but what he was trying to point out, and this is up to the committee to decide on this, is that, which is not actually in here, was there was one other sentence about its location within the protected area, meaning not protected area of the preservation, but the way that island's located, where the winds come in and all of that. Remember when we were out on the boat, he said, this would be a good point to do that. Well, if you go out and measure that, if you were to say 8 feet, well, it's not 8 feet there. It's almost 16 feet there. So even if you had a short ramp, if you said 9 feet, you couldn't put your dock there, because at that point in that protected area where we were, and he went through the charts, were even more than 12 feet. Some places are 12, some places were 16. So he said, if you're going to base it on that, if you decide that the best place to locate it up where the island on the Stockton Springs side curves out a little bit there, and there's a little protective area, that's very deep water there. So if you say, in fact, it can't be in water deeper than 12 feet, then you've already been, then there's no dock, because it is deep there. So he said, well, he was thinking of it in terms of, how do you want to phrase this so that when you actually pick the spot that's the best, one doesn't rule out, so that no matter where you put it, if you say something smaller than a 30-foot, or by putting the 30-foot, and at this point I don't think I suggested that to him, because one of our issues was we didn't want to say how big the boat should be or how long the dock, and that's what the discussion was. But what he said is that by keeping that 12-foot, or he said if they want to reduce it to 10, he'd have to go back and look at his, I guess, GPS map or whatever you do to measure the depths of water, to see what is the depth of the potential places you may want it. His boat is a little bit more than 30, and he said, supposing there's some issue up there and you want to get into that island by boat, he said, I would be able, if you make it too low, he said, I can't get over there to help anybody. Now, I would think he would be an exception for an emergency or whatever, but that was kind of like his thinking. So not knowing the depths of the water, that's what this was based on. And he said if they want to go 10, he said maybe they could do it with 10, but the depth around the part of the island that he thinks you eventually would want to have some kind of a pier, because people boating, small crafts coming in, you want to provide them a safe water entrance way too. And in doing that, you may run into problems if you make it much less than that. My thing was that when I saw the 30-foot length, that is on one hand saying that one or the other, that if you're more than 30 feet, even if it's 20 feet deep, you're not supposed to be on that dock. And if you're going to build a dock, you can't extend it out till you get to 20 feet depth. You must keep it in. And at 12 feet, or he said 10 feet, he said that's giving you some flexibility to choose where you want to locate it.
Does this all have to do with where you site your buildings? And you would think there would be some sort of relationship that you would have a path that went from the welcome center, or whatever you want to call it, between there and the dock. Perhaps I'm way off on this, but you know, I would say leave this to the professionals like Wayne Hamilton, who know what they're talking about, because I'd go with that.
Well, I think, let me speak for the 30-foot issue that you think brought up. We're not going to be out there saying the 31-foot boat can't be at the dock. This is very carefully written so that we don't have to do that.
It's approximately,
and also we're supposed to consider any application that comes in to make sure that it's pretty clearly designed mainly for 30-foot or less craft. That's the only thing that tells us, this language tells us, and that's what the committee wanted us to have to do. But there's no way we're out there policing that, and that's not the point of this 30-foot language in here.